science, learning, business, community. You. Welcome to Think Works, the podcast for people who like to think. Because thinking is the hardest work there is. Come with us on a journey into the world of ideas with your host, Darren Smithson.
Hello and welcome to Think Works, the place where we do all the heavy lifting when it comes to thinking. And I want to start today without any real fanfare, because this episode isn't really an event or a milestone in a traditional sense, but it is more of a pause, because this happens to be episode 100 of the podcast. And rather than looking back at highlights or trying to mark that in any kind of formal way, it felt like a good moment to ask a quieter question. Over 100 episodes, what hasn't changed? Because a lot does change over time, how we work, what we focus on, the language we use. But underneath all that, there's usually a few things that stay remarkably consistent, and those tend to be the things that actually matter. So today isn't a retrospective as such, and it's not really a summary. It's more of a reflection on why I still do this and how I still think about the work and what's quietly stayed the same while everything else has moved on around it. If you've been listening for a long time, some of this will all feel familiar. And if you're newer, that's fine too, because this isn't about catching anyone up. It's about orienting ourselves before continuing. So let's start there. Not with what's changed, but with what hasn't. So when I started ThinkWorks, it was really, everyone kept saying you need to be doing a podcast, and I had no idea how to start one. I had no idea what to do. And I thought, well, I'm a DJ. I co-own a rock radio station. I do a weekly show. I've been doing that for about 15 years. Wow, yeah. 770 odd shows now. Anyway, so that's the weekly one. 770 odd weekly shows. That's not counting the specials and the weekend shows and other stuff, but that's just that one show. I'm really proud about that, but it kind of gave me at least the vocal grounding to say, well, I know how to speak. I can ramble on for England and the rest of the world, really, all combined into one. And it just made sense, really, to do it. And when I picked the word ThinkWorks, I'd already used it before in another project that I'd done for my business a decade ago. And as I looked at the word, I thought, you know what, actually, what about I just do a podcast on things that interest me? Some of them might be practical things like business type processes or presentation skills or time management skills. Others might be more just fun stuff like the adventures in comics that I've been doing with Chris Dingsdale. Or they might be the kind of, ooh, that's interesting, let's have a look at that and see why that happened. And that's the Unexplained Mysteries miniseries that I've been doing with Steve Lowe. And we got other guests lined up in the future and stuff. But it started out very much as that. It was what interests me this week, or what in the news has either interested me or made me think that's not right, or something needs to change there, and has given me the kind of drive to do something about it, to say something about it. And I really wanted to push a few things within that. Curiosity, for example, is a driver, not certainty. Progress over perfection, that's something that you've heard me come back to time and time again. The actual skill and the importance of being able to think in public, rather, and that means in work as well, giving yourself thinking time is really important. And management don't like it, by and large, especially in the UK and America. If you sit there and you're actually thinking things through, you're not doing any work. Well, yeah, I am, because I'm just handing you this fantastic, amazing marketing plan or campaign that is going to rock everyone's socks off. But you have to think it through. And thinking time is really important. I think also the idea about following questions and not trends, and the difference between having a voice and needing to be heard was also really important. And tying all that together was that key theme of never stop asking questions. It is only through questions that we really can progress, because we need answers. And the powers that be don't like that either. They don't like us asking questions. But the more that we can ask questions and hold people to account, the more that we can actually start to change things for the better rather than have change done to us by vested interests. And I think that's another key plank in what I've been trying to build around the ThinkWorks podcast and blog and the other activities that I've been doing around this. And so when I ask myself what hasn't changed, the first thing that comes up isn't format or audience size or even subject matter. It's the reason why I sit down to do this all in place. And I think that summary that I just gave is all well and good, but ThinkWorks was never about having answers or building a platform as such, or even being particularly visible. It was about creating a space where thinking could happen out loud, slowly, imperfectly, and without the pressure to resolve everything immediately. Some of the episodes, in fact, I went back and added an additional episode to explain some other things that I'd learned since I did that episode. So all that is tied up within that. And that impulse hasn't really shifted over time. If anything, it's become clearer. So I'm still far more interested in questions than conclusions. I'm more interested in noticing patterns rather than pushing positions, and in following lines of thought long enough to see where they actually lead rather than where it might be convenient for them to end. So when I think about why I still do this, it comes back to curiosity, not the excited novelty-seeking kind, but the steadier form that's willing to stay with things even when they're ambiguous or unresolved. That's the thread that remains constant. And that's probably the best place to start in all things. Now, within that, there's also this whole idea of what hasn't changed about how I think. So the anchor question here would be, what kind of thinking have I consistently resisted and why? And I think there's a lot of reasoning behind that, really, because there are some basic ideas within that that we need to circle. I always look for where an idea about clarity can reduce conflict. I always try to distrust urgency and artificial momentum and take my time and focus on something that might need additional explanation or a series of questions rather than answers, just to get the ball rolling on a discussion in the wider ether, shall we call it for right now, or the wider community, that's probably a better word. And we can look at some of the principles, like the principles that from my book, You 2.0, Build Yourself Better, the 13 Principles of Success, the lessons before that. We can look at episodes such as the ones that we did on the Adventures in Music, or the Why Mathematics is the Language of the Universe, and all that kind of just exploring ideas just to see where they lead us. And there's lots within that that you can look at. So, I mean, I really would encourage you, the kind of stilted talking that I was doing in the first episodes aside, there's still some good episodes early on, but I very quickly got into this kind of chat mode that I'm in now. So you can look at the episodes, you can dip in, you can pull out key questions of your own and still go back and ask questions within the corresponding posts in the forum, so that they flag up and I go in and I answer those questions for you. Or you might actually point me in a completely different direction on a particular topic that I can look at in a future episode. And I think the key thing about all that is the thinking is constant, it's consistent, it's curious, and I don't think that's changed at all. But what has shifted is probably, it's kind of, I don't know, there is a growth there, It's not a reinvention story at all. It's the experience, really, of what I've been doing over the last 99 episodes until today, and other things that I've been working on, have kind of very gently nudged me into sharpening the saw a little and looking at ways that I can get the message across. Take About Tuesday, for example, that I've lifted out the book, which I've mentioned here in the podcast as well, where I take the lessons in the book and do it in the forum as though it was I was doing the book with you. So my answers are genuine answers based on my experiences doing those exercises in the book, You 2.0, Build Yourself Better. And I think really the whole idea of this is I've learned more patience. I've got a less desire to fix things. I have a better relationship with my energy and the limits of my knowledge, and clearly stating where I think I need to do more work on this area, but this is what I think at the moment. And I think there's also a greater tolerance for unexplained answers, hence the mysteries, unexplained mysteries mini-series within ThinkWorks that I'm currently doing with the professor, Steve Lowe. I mean, we just pick topics and go, we don't know how this happened. And there seems to be a lot of controversy about why this happened or how it happened or what the real story is. And so we look at it and we give our views. We might be way off base, but we're doing it as a conversation and hopefully getting you guys involved in the process. I think there's a core realization really that I need to articulate as we look at these 100 episodes and then going forward. So what's probably changed the most is that I'm now less interested in explaining ideas and more interested in living inside them and seeing what actually holds up over time. It just means that I can allow work to mature rather than escalate, and that's where we're at. So this is my 100 episodes. I wanted to really explain, if you're new to ThinkWorks, to explain, it's 100 episodes of just me looking at things that have interested me. And I did set out with kind of a more formal agenda, I think, at the start, other than just things that interest me. I think I really wanted to concentrate on things that might change the way that businesses behave or governments behave or people behave. And gradually it's become more about just talking about things that are interesting and hopefully engaging with a community of like-minded thinkers. And if we can change the world later, brilliant, let's do it. But this is more about getting people to think and understand that thinking is really important and it should be something that is treasured, even in a workplace environment, rather than kind of frowned upon, because if you sat there silently with your eyes closed, you're not working. Well, yes, you are. Obviously, if you're planning your shopping list at work, that's not good in your head. But if you're thinking things through, if you're thinking about questions to ask the sales director about the new marketing plan that they've just dumped on your table, or if there's a way that you think you can improve a particular process and you're just working it out in your head first before you start jotting it down on paper. Although these things are all important, I'm just going to leave it there, not with a conclusion and not with a formal sense of arrival, just with that original question still open. What hasn't changed? Because if you sit for a while, you start to notice that things which endure tend to be quieter than the things that come and go. They don't announce themselves, they don't need defending, they just keep showing up. And for me, that's the work, staying attentive to what holds rather than constantly chasing what's new. And if any of this thinking resonated today, it sits inside a broader framework I've been working on for a while now, which is the You 2.0 Build Yourself Better book. Even within that, it's not about fixing yourself or chasing some upgraded version of who you should be. It's about understanding how change actually works and learning how to work with yourself rather than against yourself. And that means asking the right kind of questions, not just of others, but of yourself. And that's what ThinkWorks really I think that's what I wanted to try and get to at the start, and which I'm now finding my way through and once we go forward. Now, there's no rush with any of this. It's there if and when it's useful to you. And as ever, the work isn't about doing more. It's about thinking better. I'll see you next time.
Would like to find out more, or join in with the conversation, our forum has a corresponding post for you to comment in. Simply go to darreninform.com/thinkworksforum and join in the fun. Or you can join the Facebook page by searching for @DarrenInform for news, tips and other helpful strategies. The show was hosted by Darren Smithson, and the music is by Alexander Nakarada. You have been listening to ThinkWorks, the podcast for thinkers.